welcome everybody, honorable members, official from the department. I see DG is in the meeting, he's leading the department, and other league from legal, state attorney, and then from where else? Yeah, everybody who's in the meeting, you are welcome. Today, it's been a long day. We are from plenary, and we're still going to continue with our meeting. The meeting that needs very, very serious attention because it's a negotiating mandate from the provinces. We need to check the delegates. We are giving a mandate by our provinces to come and present our negotiating mandate to you so that we can vote for it. And the department can respond. And then after the department, legal people can assist whether this mandate is in line with the legislation or the amendment is fine or is not fine. We'll hear from them. I am not going to waste time. After saying you are welcome, I'm going to start with today's meeting. Aska, give us the agenda.
Chairperson, the agenda is the negotiating mandate, the provincial negotiating mandate on the sectional title amendment bill and the adoption of the minutes for the 2nd of August. That would be the agenda for today. Chairperson also, Mr. Nkiva, has joined, which makes us correct on the quorum and on the voting cards.
Okay.
So we're good to go.
Okay. So I'll start with the first mandate. How many mandates did we receive, Aska?
Full House, Chairperson, 9.
9 mandates from all the provinces have sent the mandate. Okay. Let me start with the first mandate. And then from there, the apology. Before I go there, the apology.
Chairperson, we have one from Ms. Mukause. And okay. I think the department also has an apology on behalf of the minister, which they would like to enter.
DG?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. We have got the indication from the minister who have got the commitments. I would think the office of the minister would have dealt with the issue around the apology. I will check, and if not, I will ensure that it's processed accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, DG. Anyone who would like to move for the adoption of agenda and the apology?
Thank you, Chair Ngwenya.
Thank you, Chair. BB seconds.
Thank you very much, Honorable BB. 2 seconds. So, she did put her apology. At some point, leave the meeting because you win the flight. So that's why I'm I'm not going to start with the negotiating mandate from Gauteng. I mean from Eastern Cape. I'll start with KZN so that Mambibu must be part of the meeting when we discuss mandate.
Thanks, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
I will ask whoever to read the mandate, if the member permits, KZN mandate, and then we will go from, and after KZN, we will go back to the alphabetical mandate.
Yes, Chairperson, I permit for the administrator to read the mandate for me.
Okay. Mr. Kuoba.
Good afternoon, Chair. Yes, I will quickly start sharing the screens of the different negotiating mandates, starting with KZN, Chair. The negotiating mandate from the KZN legislature is on the screen. It was from the Agriculture and Rural Development Portfolio Committee report, and it is with regards to the sectional titles amendment bill currently before the committee. I don't know if I need to read the entire introduction. Okay, Chair, my apologies. The Oscar, have I got the report or the actual mandate in front of me? Because it does not supply...
What you have is the report. The mandate is separate document, because what they've done is they've put the amendments in the report. So you'll have to read both. You'll have to read the mandate and then refer to the amendments in the report.
Okay. My apologies for everybody for this inconvenience. Oscar, is it possible that you can share the negotiating mandate from KZN, because I had saved the document that I have in front of me. The rest is in the mail. My apologies.
Okay. You'll have to take your one off the screen.
Okay. I will stop sharing. I just need to recall this one up. Here we go, I'll stop sharing.
Technology at its best. Chairperson, it seems like I'm also having problems. I can read the mandate and we can put it up at another time. It just says the two honorable ministers, chairperson of the select committee, sectional papers, amendment bill B31B 2020, date of deliberation 16 August 2022, vote of the legislature. The portfolio committee on agriculture and rural development met on Tuesday, the 16th of August 2022, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to support the sectional titles amendment bill B31B 2020 with the following amendments attached hereto in the committee report. It was signed by Honorable N. Sibidla Sipata, the MPL, the chairperson of the Agriculture Rural Development Portfolio Committee chairperson. So Kuobus will read now the actual amendments that are in the report. Kuobus, you can put up the report again and go through the amendments.
Thank you, Oscar. Once again, my apologies for that slip up. We have one official with a bad voice and another one with a messed up eye. So my apologies for missing the fact that I've only saved the committee report. The following amendments were proposed by the province. Oscar, now in terms of procedure, am I reading them all and then the committee deliberate, or am I reading one after the other and pausing for the committee to engage?
The procedure will be as follows. You will read one amendment. The members will engage the various legal advisors and department. Once that discussion has been satisfied, we will take a vote. We will do that for every amendment.
amendment to participation quotas, in brackets PQs. Number one, in line with other South African legislation, the wording of section 24.3 could be strengthened from reading shall to must. Even though we know it is the same meaning, it clearly is not being read as such. That's proposed amendment one.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me start with the department, and then they will follow by the state attorney and our legal advisor from Parliament. DG? DG?
Chairperson, I'm Carlies Knussen. I'm not sure DG is in a meeting, but perhaps just busy with something. I'm the Chief Registrar of Deeds, and Ms. Antoinette Reynolds will respond on behalf of my legal team. So I will request Antoinette to each time respond, please.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
My apologies, Chair. We could not just finalize the issues, but Mayor Lewis has covered it. Thank you.
Yeah, ma'am. Thanks.
Chair, I'm Antoinette Reynolds. I have prepared also a presentation. We received comment at the very, very last moment this afternoon. So I have prepared a presentation. I was wondering if we couldn't take province by province, if Gauteng, I think two or three proposals, and then maybe, I don't know if I can put my presentation on the screen then to deal with their proposals, and then we go to the next province. Is it possible to do it like that? Otherwise, I can just speak to it, but maybe if I can show a presentation that deals with province by province, maybe that will be better understood that way. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, ma'am. What we are doing, we are taking one amendment by amendment from one province, and then we will respond. Like now, the first amendment that KZN they made, respond to that, and then we will come back to the second one, then you respond on that. We want to make sure that each and every amendment by it must be recorded to avoid the legal challenges, because tomorrow they can take us to court to say no, this amendment was amended like this and this. So to avoid that, that's why Kubas will read the first amendment and then you must come on. We started with KZN, and then we'll go back to other provinces alphabetically.
I understand, Chair. So if I can just respond to the first one. They then want the wording of section 24 sub 3 to be strengthened from reading shall to must. Even though we know it is the same meaning, it clearly is not being read as such. That is the wording. If you read further in their presentation, you will see they also say that these proposed amendments are not part of the bill, and it talks to amendments to the Principal Act. So the party's comment is that, as stated in the comment, this amendment does not form part of the bill. It talks to a new amendment, the amendment of section 24 sub 3. Now that clause sub 3 is not as such being amended in the bill, and therefore any new proposals that are not stated for in the bill as it currently is, that new proposals will have to be referred to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board for a consideration, because it may also be that these amendments may be have to be tested. The Sectional Titles Regulation Board will have to sit, do research, because it may be that certain of these amendments will have to be tested for in the special planning diploma act or otherwise in the sectional title schemes management act. So the response is actually this must be referred to the sectional titles regulation board for consideration. Thank you, Chair.
Anything from state attorney? Any addition from state attorney? Are they not in the meeting? A legal advisor from parliament, what are you saying?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Sue Ann Isaac, the parliamentary legal advisor. Chairperson, with regard to the First Amendment, to say that the act should be strengthened by changing the word shall to must, we must just understand that this particular amendment bill is just dealing with certain aspects. So if we change those wording in the bill, the act itself uses the word shall. So there needs to be a broader process to update the act. The act itself is a 1986 act, so therefore the wording may be outdated. So to change it piecemeal may not work because we will still have the act with the word shall, and then we will have, you know, a few amendments in the bill which is now changed to must. So it is not agreed that that would be the best approach. The department may have to look at the act as a whole to update the wording. With regard to the Second Amendment, Chair, it, as Antoinette indicated, it is not in the current amendment bill. It is a new proposal which seeks to set a time frame for extension of section. So it hasn't gone through the normal process, as well as the committee cannot consider it, but there hasn't been widespread discussion on these particular issues. So that the committee must just keep that in mind. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Legal advisor. So we don't.
Chairperson?
Oh, good. Yes, ma'am, you're welcome.
Chairperson, my name is Sudhaya Williams. I'm from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. Chairperson, I'm in agreement with what the Parliamentary Law Advisor says. When we change the what we do is we've adopted simple legislative drafting process, which makes a bill, which makes legislation much more easier to understand. So what we do is we substitute the word shall with must, but because this is an amendment to the Principal Act, we try and keep the wording with the Principal Act so the whole Act can be aligned and there's synergy in the Act. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mayor from legal advice, state legal advisor, law advisor. Okay, very much. Members, the department has responded and the legal advisor has responded. As we know that we are dealing with the legislation that need the legal mind, and then the state law also advised us. So now we are going for a vote. Aska, do the voting.
Okay, Chairperson, on Amendment 1 from KZN, members, when they vote, there are three answers. It's either yes, we accept the amendment, no, we don't accept the amendment, or that member abstains. So,
okay.
So we'll go to Eastern Cape. That would be Mr. Nkiva from Eastern Cape.
Honorable Nkiva? Honorable Nkiva? Maybe he has a problem of network. We will come back to
it. Okay, he's on the platform. Mr. Nsube from Free State.
Sorry, sir.
Come again.
Sorry, sir, in the absence of Mr. Mkiva, who barely is around, I'm in the platform from the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
We accept the amendment.
From?
Eastern Cape.
Dr. Bessie.
Yes, in the absence of Mr. Mkiva, yes.
is the Eastern Cape Permanent Army Special Delegate.
Hello, can you hear me, Chaperson?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, sorry, I am not absent, but I think it's a network issue. I could hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mkiva, are we going to stick with the vote by Dr. Mbeze, or are you happy with that?
Can you repeat that?
Does the Eastern Cape accept the proposed amendment from KZN?
Yes, because it is a considerate of the objective factors on the ground. We do support that amendment.
Free State, Mr. Nsube from Free State. Okay, Mr. Not on the platform.
That will not. Let's pass to another block.
Gauteng.
Sorry, Chaperson.
Gauteng support. Gauteng support.
Hi, boy.
Hello. Wait, Mama.
Hey, what's wrong now?
Honorable Kiba wanted to say something.
No, I just wanted to check. I don't know who's asking me this question. And I'm not sure if he is the right person to be asking me that question.
No, we are dealing with the voting, and then I gave Secretary to do the voting so that they must know.
Oh, so this is the Secretary of the Committee who's asking me that question?
Yeah, it's Asa Power.
Oh, Asa, you must ask me the question in a progressive way, my brother. Because now you were like asking me like a soldier, do you support this amendment? Okay, no, thank you, Chair.
My apologies.
Thank you.
Yes, how do you, Mama?
How do you support, Chair?
How do you support?
KZN.
KZN support. Plans of say
Limpopo.
Oh, Elie.
Limpopo is not on the platform. Mpumalanga is not on the platform. Northern Cape. Mukau says, I'll send an apology. So it's not on the platform. Northwest.
Oh, okay. Northwest doesn't support.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Okay. That the first amendment by KZN is not accepted because we only have 3 yeses. Shall we move on to the second KZN amendment?
This proposed amendment number 2, an alternative to strengthen compliance is to include a timeline for this task to be done by the owner of the unit. Thus, a proposal is to include the following words at the end of section 24.3 to read, within 6 months, body corporate special resolution and prior to the building plans being approved by the local municipality. Alternatively, to also provide a penalty for non-compliance to read within 6 months of the body corporate special resolution and prior to the building plans being approved by the local municipality or the approval lapses and the extension must be removed within 2 months of the approval lapsing. End of proposed amendment.
Okay. Thank you very much. The department, can you respond?
Thank you, Chair. We have the same response as previously. This is now a new insertion which the province proposes, and it will have to be referred to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board for consideration. You can see it also relates to approvals by local municipalities, etc. So it may be that this is an amendment that perhaps may have to be addressed in this Pluma Act. But yes, we cannot support it at this stage. It must be referred to the board as it is a new proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. State law advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this is a matter which falls within the purview of the department because it relates to policy as well. So I think the department's advice would be best suited in this matter. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Legal advisor from Parliament.
Yes, sir. Thank you. As you said, it is a new amendment to Section 24.3 and it was not in the bill. And I also agree with the state advisor that this is a policy issue based left to the department to advise the committee on.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll go to ASA, for both voting.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, once again, we need provinces to vote yes, no, or abstain. So I will put that to the provinces again. Eastern Cape.
Honorable Kiva.
Hey, sorry, Honorable Modise, I keep on struggling here with the connectivity.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Honorable.
Yes, I'm here. Can you just repeat the question, Chair?
Can you repeat, Akan?
We are now voting on the second KZN amendment. The province needs to indicate whether they agree with it, disagree, or abstain from voting.
No, we do support our fellow province, and we therefore vote in favor.
Free State's not on the platform. Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Hey.
Not on the platform.
He's not on the platform. He knew the can Amanda send the link? She want the link.
Okay, can we continue so long or should we wait?
Chairperson.
The link is on the group. Ask us send the link to everyone. Members must simply go to the WhatsApp group, they will find the link and stop wasting Amanda's time.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Thanks, Papa Chocolate.
Limpopo. I'm in Mpumalanga. Not on the platform. Northern Cape. Northwest.
We don't support Honorable Aska.
Northwest is here.
I mean in the meeting, yes. I said we don't support.
Western Cape.
Western Cape abstain.
Okay. So we have three yeses. We do not have enough for a support, so KZN second amendment is not adopted. Corbus, amendment number 3.
Amendment number 3 reads as follows. A comment made by another participant in a public hearing in the online comments reads as such. My recommendation is that the bill should provide that prior to a transfer of a section, a land surveyor and or an architect must issue a certificate to the effect that the section is fully compliant with the sectional plan as registered in the deeds office, i.e. this then creates the necessary gate. Unfortunately, this does not address the situation where additions are affected by an owner and the amended sectional plan is not lodged with the SGO and deeds office until a transfer takes place.
Okay, thank you very much, Kuwait Department. Can you respond? Department?
Apologies, I couldn't find the audio button. It's a new insertion into the bill. It cannot be supported. It must be referred to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board.
Thank you. State law advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is a matter which pertains to policy and it's within the purview of the department, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, legal advisor from Parliament.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it is a policy issue. Yes, yes, the department.
Thank you very much. Now I hand back to you, after for voting the provinces.
Thank you, Chair. Once again, will provinces can vote. As I call out the provinces, they should just indicate yes, no, or abstain, Chair. We'll start off again with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape is here, but can you just again focus around the actual part of the amendment? Because I heard him, but there were areas where I could not hear him.
Yes, I was just waiting for KZN to complete.
Again, support.
The core of the core of the third proposed amendment is my recommendation is that the bill should provide that prior to a transfer of a section, a land surveyor and or an architect must issue a certificate to the effect that the section is fully compliant with the sectional plan as registered in the deeds office. That is the core of the proposal.
I'm saying this with utmost respect to colleagues. I am worried. The state law advisors, the department seem to be synchronized in their thinking. And now, as the committee, we are likely to go against their advice, expert advice. Now, I want to propose that before we get into voting, it's fine, we can vote. Can Kuobas summarize the inputs from state law advisors, Parliament Legal Department, and the department itself? Can you summarize their input so that whatever as provinces decide to do, we decide knowing fully well that this is what experts are saying. I wonder if I'm making sense to Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, Chairperson, Ask her, did you count my vote?
We haven't started yet. Chair, up to you. Chairperson. Webbers, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you, yes.
Chairperson, what would you like to do after the proposal from Mr. Nana? Chairperson?
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm back.
Yes. How would you like to proceed, Chairperson?
Yeah, I think the way Honorable Nana is putting the... He said after the legal advisor and the state advisor leave the department, can whoever summarize so that we must not be out of line with the legal advisors because they are the one who knows the legal issues, the legal content, especially when we deal with the bills, legislation, they have more knowledge than us. So can whoever summarize after they've spoken so that we can be able to understand whether we are right or wrong? Because this is the section of title, it's very technical. I do understand with other members when they vote, others they don't vote, and others they abstain. But let's listen carefully to the legal advisor. Thank you very much.
My apologies. I just wish to ask a clarifying question because my interpretation is slightly different from your own. Can I just quickly clarify one thing about the proposal?
Okay.
My apologies. The way I interpreted it was that the Honorable Nana requested that when minutes are captured about today's proceedings that the response from the department, state law and parliamentary law advisors are also captured in it. That I am capable of doing, but I am not really in a position to summarize on the fly what the core is of legal advisors. I'm not in a position to correctly summarize legal advice, but I can provide detailed minutes of exactly what the advice was after it was given, Chair, just to clarify what the proposal was.
Okay. Honorable members, I will request us to...
Chairperson, could I make a suggestion?
Yes.
What I think what will assist Mr. Nana's proposal, what will assist, is that when the legal advisors are finished with their advice, they should sort of advise whether this amendment is good in accepting or not. It's ultimately the member's decision whether to accept the proposed amendment or not, but the legal advisor should also try and put it in layman's terms. Thank you, Chair.
Can we continue with our... meeting, honorable members.
Chairperson, it's honorable Abbas Kahni.
Yes, Mama.
Chair, I just wanted to say, honorable Nana made this request of the state law advisor advised and said that the amendment as proposed by this province cannot be done because it's not applicable to this bill. I don't know how much more clear it should be. I think we, every time that we sit with the Section 76 bill, we're going through the same things over and over and over. First of all, I think after at one other stage, when we're done with this bill, we need to, as a committee, sit down and decide what is the procedure and how we're going to go forward, because every time we spend so much time on the same thing, and we don't get, we really don't get all of us on the same page. I myself have a big problem in the way we're dealing with it, because we will never ever amend any bill in the way we're handling negotiating mandates, because each and every province just give input on the clauses that they think they need to be changed, and they are silent on the rest. If I sit here with a mandate and my province doesn't mention anything else in any other clause, I can't vote on that clause. And this is something that we need to address, and I think this is something that we need to have a workshop on so that provinces can understand, because as the way it is at this moment, I am wasting my time, most of the time with most of the 76 bills, because it's a paper exercise that we're going through, and all the money and all the time spent and all the input that's been given from the provinces, whether it's good ones or bad ones. I'm not so worried about the bad ones, but I'm worried about the good ones that's never been becoming part of the of a bill to make the bill better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Labaskafne. Your point has been noted. Can you continue, Honorable Member?
Okay. Shall we continue the voting, Chair?
Yes.
Eastern Cape.
Honorable Kiva. Not on the platform. Or is he in the platform?
He is on the platform, and so is Dr. Bese. So maybe if Dr. Bese can hear us, he is also able to vote. It's either Dr. Bese or Mr. Kiva can vote.
Okay.
But if they both are experiencing, then it would be that there's no vote from the province. So what I'll do is I'll move on to the next province.
And no, yes, Chair, on behalf of Mr. McKeever, Honorable McKeever, he is still struggling. Yes, he confirmed that he's having a problem with the network. Otherwise, we accept, or we're saying yes.
Okay. Eastern Cape, yes. Chair, we have a hand up from A.S. Reynolds. Chair.
Okay. Let me hear the point.
Thank you, Chair. It's me, Antoinette, from the department. I just wanted for members to look at the wording and the effect what an amendment like this will have. It says, prior to the transfer of a section, a land surveyor and or an architect must issue a certificate to the effect that the section is fully compliant with the sectional plan. So this means that every time a person that is an owner and a sectional title, every time that you want to sell your property, it will mean a land surveyor or an architect will have to go, actually have to go out to that property to see if it still reflects the situation as on the registered plan, or if the owner has not built on, etc. So this will have financial implications because land surveyors and architects will have, and it will also have a delay in the effect of registration because every time a land surveyor or an architect will have to go out and check the section, the unit that has to be sold.
Now, this also has an impact on land surveyors and architects. And that's also why the department is of the opinion it's a new amendment, it must be referred to the board. Now, land surveyors and architects are represented on the Sectional Titles Regulation Board, and they will look at such an amendment, and they will then give an opinion with regard to if it is necessary to amend the Sectional Titles Act, if it's not maybe necessary for the Sectional Titles Schemes Management Act to be amended, because prior to an owner renovating his property, he will have to have the permission of the body corporate. And body corporate functions are dealt with in the Sectional Titles Schemes Management Act. So it is very important that members just look at the implications what such an amendment will have. Thank you.
Thank you very much for clarifying
Okay. You continue, Chairperson. So Free State will be Mr. Ntsube. He's not on the platform. Gauteng.
Thanks, Chair. Gauteng support. But Chair, I'm observing here. When we are voting, we are voting. If we had to get the explanation, that explanation must come after they've read the mandate. But when we are voting, let us vote, Chair. Thank you.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
I think.
Mamrovela, you are on the platform.
Okay, not on the platform. Pumalanga. Not on the platform. Northern Cape.
Limpopo is here.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the chairperson called us first. I don't know. Before you call him Pumalanga.
Yes.
Yes, Limpopo is in agreement.
Are you supporting or not supporting?
Yes.
I'm supporting, Chair.
Okay. Pumalanga is not on the platform. Northern Cape. Not on the platform. Northwest.
I thought person of the committee. Northwest, we don't support because it has a huge implication or financial implication to the owner.
Western Cape.
Do not support.
Amendment not supported. Corbis number B.
Sorry, just lost the mic there. Proposed amendment from Kerry Lee van Aert from the National Association of Managing Agents. Amend clause 8 by inserting the following, section 24.3a. If a unit fails to register the relevant plan of extension within 90 days of completion for occupation of the extension of the unit, the owner or his or her successor in title shall be liable to the body corporate for amounts payable to the body corporate in terms of Section 3 of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act, as if the extension had been included in the relevant sectional title register on date of completion.
Are you done, Kuba?
And Chair, I was just about to say I'm done, but that is okay. The proposal.
Department?
Thank you, Chair. As stated previously, in Gauteng just goes down and they support, they also state there these proposed amendments are not part of the bill and talks to amendment of the Principal Act. So any new proposals will have to go to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board for amendment. Here again, it talks about approval by the local authority, etc. and levies, and it might be that it's Bloomer Act or the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act might have to be amended, but it doesn't currently form part of the bill and will need to be considered by the Sectional Titles Regulation Board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, State Law Advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, some of these proposals extend the scope of the bill. The bill amends what is provided for in the Act, and when an amendment bill is made, the department makes these proposed amendments, taking into account the policy of the executive. And I've noted that there are few proposed amendments which relates to policy, and it's not within the ambit of the amendment bill itself. So some of these extend the scope of the bill, and usually when a committee wants to make amendments to the Principal Act which does not fall within the scope of the bill, a special process is followed where permission is required in order to extend the scope of the bill. So that's a different, not a different process, but it's an expanded process. And I think maybe the Parliamentary Law Advisor may be best suited to advise on that. And I think the committee needs to consider when they want to make amendments which is not contained in the amendment bill and amend other provisions or introduce new things. There's a different procedure, and I think the department has also pointed out there are various different pieces of legislation dealing with different aspects of sectional titles, and I think when considering these proposed amendments, the department takes into account the policy and the range of legislation governing sectional titles and different aspects. The department will also be best placed to advise as to which legislation is legislation that should be amended in order to give effect to a particular impact or to address a particular concern as raised in some of these submissions from the various provinces. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Legal Advisor?
Yes, Chairperson. Just to reiterate, a lot of these proposals are policy issues that the department will be able to advise on. And as the State Law Advisor did indicate, the rules of the National Council of Provinces specifically state that if the committee wants to amend provisions of an act that is not catered for in the bill, they will have to seek the permission of the council to do so. So that is something that they will have to put before the council before they any of these amendments that go beyond the current scope of the bill are accepted. They wouldn't be able to do so without that permission. They wouldn't be able to accept any amendments outside the scope of the bill without permission of the council. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Advisors. Now we are going straight to the voting. Askam?
Eastern Cape.
Honourable Chair, Eastern Cape is abstaining.
Abstain?
Free State, Mr. Nsube. Not on the platform. Gauteng?
Abstain.
KZN?
KZN supports.
Limpopo?
Mamrobert.
Leadership. Chairperson.
Yes.
Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes, Mamrobert.
Yes.
Are you abstaining or you are supporting or you are not supporting?
Thank you.
Northern Cape. Not on the platform. Northwest.
Northwest. Abstain.
Western Cape abstain.
Mpumalanga.
They're not on platform.
What was number C?
You must tell us whether the mandate amendment is.
Oh, sorry, Chair. That one is also not accepted. We only have 1 year. My apologies.
2 years. It's KZN and Limpopo.
Yeah, sorry, my. Yeah, KZN and Limpopo. 2 years. Not accepted. Quiver C.
Proposed section, proposed amendment C from Kerry Lee Van Aert from the National Association of Management Agents and Alan Barr, a property practitioner. Amend clause 8 by inserting the following, section 24.3b. When a unit registers an extension of section, a copy of both the municipal plans, occupational certificate from the municipality, and an engineer certificate confirming that a structure is sound must be supplied to the body corporate. Failure to supply any one of these documents will result in the unit concerned being responsible for any future structural repairs. Section 25.5a(b) allows for a body corporate to charge for levies on units built by developers that are not registered. This would bring Section 24 in line with Section 25. End of the proposal.
Thank you very much, Kovac. Department?
Thank you, Chair. Again, this is a new insertion. They talk about the amendment of Clause 8. Section 24 is actually contained in Clause 10 of the bill. But it also now proposes the lodgement of municipal plans, occupational certificates, etc. And also speaks to body corporate to charge levies and documentation that needs to be supplied to the body corporate. So it looks also as if it relates to the functions of the body corporate, and it may be that this is an amendment to the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act. But again, it's a new insertion. It must be referred to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board for consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. State Law Advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. I tend to agree with the department. Besides being a matter pertaining to policy, it is a new proposed amendment to the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Legal Advisor from Parliament.
Yes, Chairperson. It is something that's not in the bill currently, and it may deal with other legislation, which this particular amendment may be more appropriate in terms of that legislation.
Thank you. Straight to the voting, Aska. Aska?
Can everybody hear me? Yes. Eastern yes. Cape?
Yes, yes, I'm okay.
How does Eastern Cape vote?
Eastern Cape, are you supporting or not?
Supporting, Honourable Chair.
Okay, thank you very much.
Free State. Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Mom Robert.
Chairperson, I'm here. Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga. Not on the platform. Northern Cape. Not on the platform. Northwest.
Abstain.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
D1, Webers.
Before you go to D1, you must tell us
My apologies, Chair, it's been a long day. No, we've only have four. Eastern Cape, Gauteng, KZN, Limpopo. So amendment not supported, Chair.
Hold on. Okay. Dean?
Chairperson, just maybe requesting your permission. I am looking at D and not seeing a lot of proposals, but seeing many comments. And I would read one, but there might not be anything to vote on, and then we might have to continue. So I will just read them point by point, and then we will get input on whether there's anything to vote on. From the Banking Association of South Africa, the submission made proposed amendments to the following clauses. Proposed amendments related to wording in clause one already inserted in the bill. That's point one, Chair.
Does it need voting this comment at the department?
No, Chair, it doesn't. I think they, let me just look on my presentation. As far as I know, there was a proposal to section 22, 23 and 24, but not where you currently are. Those, they just say is inserted in the bill and is basically accepted. Here at the proposed, they talk about section 7 there. If you scroll up further, if the person can just scroll up further to the next page, you see that is all inserted, and that this amendment was actually in a previous bill, and after the comment it was removed from the bill. So you'll find there's no amendment to section 17 or to section 7, and those words that are in bracket was initially proposed to be inserted. And then I think it was the Western Cape that asked for it to be removed, because the insertion of those words is to comply with the provisions of Section 26(2) of the Sprumer Act. But if you looked at the underlying words, it already provides for a development to be approved in terms of any law, and that law already includes the Spatial Planning and Land Use Management Act. And those words that are underlined are currently contained in the bill. So this is not a new proposal by Barza. Okay. I think their proposals start at section 21 of the Act. Scroll up further.
Okay.
And now down, scroll the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if you go on, all these are, I mean, here at clause 21, you'll see they have a proposal for the amendment of clause 21 and 22. If you go on, there's the same proposal at 23 and 24. Now, those words that are underlined, maybe you could just stop there. The word that's underlined is now contained in the bill. And it is contained with the amendment of section 22, 23, and 24. And it relates to the deeds that must be lodged in a deeds office with the subdivision of a unit, or the consolidation of a unit, or the extension of a unit. And this amendment just provides for any lease agreements or title deeds of other real rights to also be lodged with a register of deeds, so that the Register of Deeds can endorse those deeds, so that that deed can reflect the position with regard to division, etc. So if you scroll down, you will see Basel also now proposed that they say, should this not also include a provision around the lodging of mortgage bonds over such leases? Now, in our opinion, this is now also... it may be that it's necessary, but this is now also a new amendment to the Act. And it's actually strange. Barza sits on the board. They formed part of the board when this amendment was drafted. They never commented at that stage. However, now they want to provide also for mortgage bonds over the leases to also be lodged. But in our view, it's also now a new amendment that must be drafted to Section 22, 23 and 24, and it must be referred back to the Regulation Board for discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, State Law Advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have nothing to add at this stage as it pertains to policy, largely to policy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Legal Advisor from our Parliament.
Yes, Chairperson. I think it's very technical in nature. It relates very specifically to policy, and I think the department will be able to respond to those comments.
Thank you. Now, Aska.
I'm a bit concerned that the advice that the committee has received ran past quite a few of these comments and focused on quite a few of proposals. And it's going to be difficult to direct voting right now. I think we need a little bit of slowing down just to find the exact proposals that need voting and handle them one by one, as I think more than one topic was just discussed or more than one proposal was just discussed. Apologies if I'm incorrect here, but that's my interpretation of what just happened.
Okay.
So the department should look at the numbering and tell us which one would need voting on and which one is already in the bill, because it seems like this was just put on.
I'll do that, Chair. If we look at Clause 1, it's a proposed amendment related to Clause 1, and that's already inserted in the bill. So they basically don't have a comment. They just say there was proposed amendment and it's already included in the bill. The second one is exactly the same, a proposed amendment to Clause 2, amendment to Section 4.3b, and they say also they, it's already inserted in the bill. So there's no comment. I agree with that. Then, if I can continue, this is the proposed amendment to Section 7. As I said and explained, there is no amendment here. If you scroll down, those inserted words is currently contained in the bill. The only reason for it now being in, underlined was they wanted to add the sub-paragraph 2 there, but that was then later removed. So the, those underlined words is already contained in the bill, so there's no amendment to Section 7. So I don't know if you want to vote on it, but they don't have a proposed amendment or a proposal for the amendment of Clause 7. Then if we look at 4, it says the proposed amendment must be from the original version of the bill. I don't know if I'm misunderstanding here, if they want to bring back those words, etc., but currently the amendment to Section 7 has been removed. If we look at the fifth paragraph, it says the proposed amendment on Clause 3, proposed amendment to Section 14, already inserted in the bill. So there's no further amendment proposed there. 6, Clause 4, proposing amendment to Section 15B, already inserted in the bill. 7, Clause 5, proposing amendment to Section 17, it's already inserted in the bill. 8, Clause 6, amendment to Section 18, it's already included in the bill. Clause 7, amending Section 21, it's already inserted in the bill. Now, this is where I was earlier, the amendment to Section 22. Now, the amendment to Section 22, 23 and 24 is exactly the same. Section 22 deals with the subdivision of a section, and that clause is being inserted now into the bill. It's in the bill, and this relates to deeds that must be lodged with a registrar of deeds, and it provides for lease agreements and any other deed embodying a real right. Let's say, for instance, there's a usufruct registered over the section, and the section is now being subdivided to form two units. Then that lease agreement or that usufruct agreement must be lodged with the Registrar of Deeds so that the Registrar of Deeds can endorse those deeds to indicate that section has been subdivided. If those deeds are not available, then an affidavit, as it states there, must be submitted to the effect that the lease is not available, and then the Registrar of Deeds must endorse a copy of such a deed. Now they ask there, Baza asks, should this not also include a provision around lodging mortgage bonds that are registered over the lease agreement? Now this is a new proposal. They also want to provide now for mortgage bonds to be lodged if a mortgage bond was registered over the lease agreement. Now, in our view, it's a new proposal. As I said, Baza was, they are represented on the Sectional Titles Regulation Board. It's not clear why they didn't at that stage already commented on it and why they're bringing it at such a late stage. But we are of the opinion it's a new insertion and it must be referred to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board for consideration. The next amendment is exactly the same, but I don't know if members may be possibly first want to vote over this, or must I continue? Okay.
Chairperson, could I come in, please?
You can come in, Oscar.
So, right. So, if I have a D1 to 9, there are no amendments. They are already in the bill, as
yes.
I understand, so they don't need to be voted on. But
yes.
Because it's on a mandate, I need a proposer. I need the departments, the parliamentary and the state law advisor to both agree that that is the case. That is from D1 to 9. Are they both in agreement with the department? If they are, then we can skip the voting on those amendments. All I need is a proposal and a second. So I'll first go to this parliamentary law advisor, Ms. Isaacs. Do you agree with the department that D1 to 9 is not giving any proposed amendments? They're referring to stuff that's already in the book.
Yes, Chairperson, the way it's written is that comment, just acknowledging that that particular amendment has been within the bill. So yes, I don't think there's any proposed amendment. Even in number three, the way it's written, it doesn't propose, it doesn't say anything specific that they wanted to revert back to the original. It just has the amendment as moved on.
Thank you, Ms. Williams from the State Law Advisor's Office. Soraya?
It seems she doesn't hear you. Can you go to department?
The department has already agreed.
Oh, department already answered.
Yes. Yeah, but we need both, Chair. Let's just give the State Law Advisor one more chance. Soraya Williams, could you please respond? Okay, Chair. The Parliamentary Law Advisor has responded. So, Chairperson, so what we'll do is, because there are no real amendments from D1 to 9, so we'll bypass the voting on that, but I'll need a proposer and a seconder for this procedure from members to propose and second. So, propose.
I proposed.
Okay.
Mama.
Thanks very much, Chair. I propose that we must not vote, Chair,
with the explanation that we've got right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. So we'll proceed. So what we'll do is go directly to 10 and vote with
Quibus.
Read 10 and we can...
Any second.
I was about to take 10. Yeah, Limpopo is seconding Honorable Mamrobe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Aska.
Right, Chairperson. So that matter is dealt with, so we can go directly to D10. Quibus, yes.
Clause 10, point 10, clause 8, amending section 22, registration of subdivision of section 2. Any application under subsection 1 shall be accompanied by CA, any lease or other deed embodying any other real right registered against the section at the time of subdivision, if available, provided that where the lease or other deed embodying the real right is not available, an affidavit must be submitted by the owner or developer, as the case may be, to the effect that the lease or the other deed is not available, whereupon the registrar must endorse the deed's registry duplicate thereof, and if the original lease or other deed is at any time lodged with the registrar, he or she must make a similar endorsement thereon. The comment is, should this not also include a provision around lodging the mortgage over a lease, between brackets, real right in property, for cancellation dash release and substitution of new security, in brackets, similar to the provision in C. Now, the department, if we could perhaps just get a repeat of the comment on this section for clarity, please. My apologies. Thank you. That is the end of point 10. I'm not sure if members need a refresher from the department related to the comment or if they can vote. If we can just get some indication, Aska.
Can we get the advice from the department?
Sure. Chair, as I mentioned, the uncertain year is now when you're the owner of a townhouse and you want to subdivide it into two smaller townhouses, there's certain procedures that must be followed. And this specific section provides for certain deeds and documents to be lodged with a registrar of deeds. And the registrar will then endorse the deeds to indicate that that townhouse has now been subdivided into two separate townhouses. Now, the Act doesn't provide for the lodgement of lease agreements and other real rights registered over that townhouse, for instance, your usufruct. And that is why this this clause is now being inserted, to provide for the lease agreements and that those real rights to be lodged. And if they're not available, you'll see there, it also provides for an affidavit if those deeds are not available, and then the Registrar of Deeds will endorse the office copy of such a lease to reflect the subdivision of that townhouse. Now, BASA, like I say, they are represented on the board. They were formed part of the board when this amendment was drafted. I don't know why at this late stage they now come and they want to provide now for a new amendment. And that new amendment, if you scroll down, they ask the question there, if shouldn't mortgage bonds that are registered over the lease agreements, should that not also be lodged to provide for the cancellation or whatever? But that is a total new amendment. And we are of the view that that new amendment must be referred to the board for consideration. You also see they basically ask a question. They don't come up with a proposed wording. They basically just ask the question there. So we are of the opinion that it may be necessary, maybe not, but it must be referred to the board for further discussion and then the formulation of a possible new amendment to the Act. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ms. Williams?
Hi, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as the department has said, they're posing a question and it's uncertain as to whether they want to bring something to the attention of the committee. And in the absence of a proposal, I don't know how we can consider this as a proposed amendment, but I think it's more question posed to the department. And if there is a drafting proposal, that would be a new amendment which is not included in the bill, and therefore it would extend the scope of the bill because it's not included in the bill. And I think this is also a matter which requires policy consideration, and it falls within the purview of the department.
Thank you very much. Legal advisor from Parliament.
Yes, Chairperson, I agree with Ms. Williams. It is a policy matter. They are making a suggestion in the form of a question, and the department has commented on the implications of the proposal in terms of the policy. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Straight to you, Afka. Afka?
Yes, Chair, can you hear me? Yes, let's, okay, Chairperson, D10, let's go to voting. Eastern Cape.
Madam Chair, I'm a little bit confused because we have just agreed that you mustn't consider issue of voting if the explanation is clear. I don't know whether we're going ahead in terms of voting again.
For record purposes.
Chairperson, for record purposes, we chose D1 to D9. We did not include D10. If members want to include D10, they must say now, and we'll include D10 as part of a amendment made by KZN that does not have any substantive amendment. Otherwise, we'll vote on it. The department can later indicate whether D10 is the same as the others.
It's exactly the same, yes.
Okay, then let me, whoever just go to D11.
We are at D11 there on screen.
The department is D11.
Afka, before we go to record purpose, let's do like we did, any proposed and second.
We did already, Chair, we did already for D1 to 9. I'm just ascertaining from the department.
To 9,
if all the others are the same, then we can. Okay, yeah. So D10, are we going to do the same, Chairperson?
Yes, let's ask the proposed and then the second. Because they are the same.
Okay. So, member, if we're going to suffer, so I'll put it to the committee. The department has stated that D10 is the same as D1 to 9 with no substantive proposed amendment. So we could then forego the voting on it, but I need to propose in a second. For that process.
Any proposed? And the second?
Otherwise, we'll have to go to the voting process, Chair.
Sorry, Chair? Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the flight is about to take off. Are we still going to vote?
No. You can switch off.
I can say KZN support. Leadership in general. Hello, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ma Pipi.
Yes, Mama. I can say that the KZN supports up until to the end because we are taking off now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys.
Sure.
Okay, Marshall.
So, Chairperson, we have lost Mambibi, so that leaves us with still five voting provinces. We're still correct on the voting.
Okay, can we continue? As again, that we include...
Okay, so who was the proposal?
Mambibi, I guess, supported.
Kabili proposed and Mudisha second.
Let's go to 11.
Number 11.
Chair, just on clarity, is the request that number 11 is read first, or is the department going to supply us with a view on whether it's also a question just like 10 was without proposing any additions or deletions or insertions?
Chairperson.
Yeah, this department, as stated before, if you go to the previous clause, that was the amendment to section 22, and that dealt with the registration of sub-divisions of sections. Now we were with registrations of consolidations. That's when you have your two townhouses that you want to consolidate into one bigger one. But the provision there is exactly the same, exactly word by word the same. And here again, you will see BASA doesn't make a new proposal. They're just asking a question. So exactly as the previous one, BASA asked, should this not also include a provision to provide for the lodgement of mortgage bonds over that lease? So exactly the same situation as the previous one that dealt with the amendments of the 23. Like I said, BASA doesn't propose anything. They're basically just asking a question. And we are of the opinion, again, this must also be referred to the section of the Population Board for discussion. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Hello?
All right, Chairperson, do we vote or would you like to include this as part of the other amendments that has no substantive proposed amendments?
Come again, Afghan.
Do you want to vote on this one?
No, let's not vote.
incorporated. Number 10, an application under subsection 9 shall be accompanied by A in brackets, two copies of the sectional plan of extension. This proposed amendment refers to the principal act. That is point 13.
Okay. Department?
Thank you, Chair. There's nothing further proposed here. They're basically just referring to the amendment of Section 25, but they're not proposing anything extra. I don't know if they just confirm, not clear, but there's no proposals with regard to the matter here in paragraph 13. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. William?
Thank you, Chi. With regard to, I see yes, they're looking at application, are they looking at amending section 25, subsection 10, by substituting A with two copies, because I don't see that in the bill.
Is it a new thing?
Because I see the bill under clause 11, paragraph D. It speaks to the substitution in subsection 10 for paragraph C, but I don't see a proposed amendment to paragraph A in the bill. So it appears that they may be substituting, instead of one copy, they want two copies of the sectional plan of extension. But that's not the provision which is contained in the bill.
I also see that, Jay. It looked like a new proposal. Sorry, I did not see that. I don't know why they would like two copies instead of one, but again, the bill doesn't deal with the amendment of Section 25.9, but this is now a new proposal and must be referred to the board for consideration.
So, department, can we vote on it, or is there no substantive amendment?
You may vote. Instead of a copy, they now want two copies.
Okay.
I'm not sure why. It's a new proposal. The bill doesn't deal with the amendment of 25.9, but this is a new proposal, so I don't know. A committee can vote if they like to, or if they think it's appropriate.
Let's vote. Eastern Cape.
Doctor?
We support, Eastern Cape support.
Free State. Not on the platform. Carden.
Carden, Mama Ngwe.
She is on the platform.
Let's go and then we'll come back to her.
KZN is no longer on the platform. Limpopo.
Limpopo is about.
Mpumalanga. Not on the platform. Northern Cape. Not on the platform. Northwest.
Not support.
Western Cape.
Epstein.
Gauteng.
Mamangwe. Mamangwe. She's on the platform.
Yeah, but she's not voting, so I will put it as a no. But it doesn't matter because we only have two yeses, so this amendment is also not supported.
We've got three with
No.
Three with Mom Bibi.
Mom Bibi has to be present. You have to be in a meeting in order to vote. You cannot vote. You cannot vote by saying I support all the others. You have to be present in the
Okay. Okay.
My apologies.
So, thank you.
Number 14, Gorbis.
Clause 14 appears to ask a question again, but I will read the entire provision. Clause 12, amending section 26, extension of schemes by addition of land to common property. Clause 8. The provisions of, between brackets, subsection 1 and subsections 4 to 7 apply where the necessary changes to instances where land to extend the common property is purchased or acquired by the developer, followed by the italic question, should this not also reference prior to the establishment of a body corporate to align with amendments above? The proposed amendment is included, but the question in italics has not been addressed in the bill. That's the end of point 14.
Okay, thank you very much. Department?
Thank you, Chair. Their proposal is now to align this amendment with that of sections 22, 23, and 24 to provide for a body corporate prior to the establishment of a body corporate purchase land. Again, they ask the question. They've been referred to the board for further consideration. However, the department does not object if it is amended in the way Baza wanted to be amended. It's basically just for the words there where it reads the provisions, subsections 4 to 7 apply with the necessary changes to instances where land to extend the common property is purchased or acquired by the developer, comma, prior to the establishment of a body corporate. So we don't object, but again, they ask the question, so maybe it can also be referred to the board for but if not, we don't object to this proposal.
Thank you. Ms.
Whelan? Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I've also noted that in the proposed subsection 8, they have in brackets, and in an amendment bill, when we have something that's in brackets and in bold, indicates a deletion, indicates that something is taken out, away, deleted from the provisions of the Act. And in this case, subsection 8 is an addition. It's not included in the Act itself. It's an addition to what's already existing in section 26 of the Principal Act. So the so I don't understand what the reference is to subsection 1. And if you look at in the Principal Act, section 26, subsection 1 has been repealed, but it is no longer in existence. So there's no 26.1 in the Principal Act itself. So I don't understand why they place that in brackets. And because this is an addition, there would be no deletion from the provisions from subsection 8 and subsection 9, because they're both insertion, they're both new additions to section 26 of the Principal Act. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Legal advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I also have the same issue as Ms. Williams, in just that subsection 1 is not clear what exactly they mean. But with regard to adding the word prior to the establishment of the body corporate, I think the word developer implies that prior to the establishment of the body corporate, but in department, that there's no policy constraint on that, Chairperson. I don't have any other thing to add to that. If it's acceptable in terms of the implications of implementation, then it may be an acceptable amendment.
Thank you. It means it needs proposed and second.
Okay,
let me check from the members. Do we vote for this one, honorable member?
Let's propose.
Okay,
okay.
Proposing.
Who's proposing? Mam Robin, I will take it. Is this the last one, eh?
No, sir. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to go off the
list. Okay.
Hey, if I may speed the process up, if the department can maybe assist in just saying whether 15 or 16 actually poses a question, because it doesn't appear that way, we could perhaps just save a bit of time by asking that input from the department.
Okay, let's go to the department.
Thank you. We can just scroll down. Like you see, 15 already says the paragraph 15 says that amendment to section 27 is included in the bill, so they don't have any proposal there. Number 16, amendment of the section 32 is included in the bill. They don't have any proposals there. Then they basically quote section 54. If you can scroll down, please. Please go down. That is currently in the bill. It doesn't look as if they've got any proposals there. Proposed amendment has been inserted, amendment of section 55, the regulations. They don't have a proposal there. Then at 19, we come to the proposed amendment to section 60. This was removed from the bill. So I don't know what they want us to do, if you can scroll down, but this was in the original bill and it was deleted. So this amendment is not contained in the bill. It doesn't look as if they've got, unless I misunderstand it, I can't see them proposing any amendments to section 60 there. And that was
Thank you very much.
Could I ask the department?
16.
So 15 to 19 is the same as the others, department?
Yes. Can we just go right to the bottom of 19? I just want to see if there's anything else. No, there's nothing else. So it looks to me that there was no proposals made with regard to those paragraphs.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
So we can include them in one proposed and second, or you can do it individually. It's up to you.
Let's include them both. From 15 to 19. Any proposed?
15.
I propose, sir. I propose.
The best.
Dr. Beza proposed and I second him.
Okay. Then we go to E.
Huh?
E, the last inclusion in the mandate, negotiating mandate from KZN is point E. Proposal by Peter Hoffman, a member of the Spluma Forum. My recommendation is that the bill should provide that prior to a transfer of a section, a land surveyor or an architect must issue a certificate to the effect that the section is fully compliant with the sectional plan is registered in the deeds office, i.e. this then creates the necessary gate. Unfortunately, this does not address the situation where additions are affected by an owner and the amended sectional plan is not lodged with the SGO and deeds office until a transfer takes place. Chair, if I may, I believe that this was a point that was considered in the past, and maybe if Oscar can just confirm whether the committee had voted on this matter, because it appears to be a repeat, but we'll just ask the department to clarify this one. Thank you, Chair.
Can the department clarify for us?
Yes, this was discussed previously, where we said it's going to be a costly exercise for a land surveyor or an architect to every time a person wants to sell his townhouse, go out and see if it's actually the same, if it's a replica from that as yes, on the sectional plan. So this was discussed, and I think the committee already voted.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you think
that would be the end of KZN?
Before that, let me check whether the state advisors and legal advisors are agreeing with them.
Thank you, Chair. We have nothing to add at this stage.
Okay, ma'am. Ms. Williams?
Thanks, Chair. As I said, we have nothing to
add. Okay. Legal advisor?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Chair Person, I don't think we did go through that last proposal earlier.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was the last.
Yes, Chair, if I can maybe just for completion purposes read the conclusion from this mandate. The committee, having considered the above proposals and concerns, agreed that they are valid and need to be part of the report and as such must be referred to the select committee. The committee met on 16 August 2022 and unanimously agreed to support the bill subject to the proposed amendments stated above being meticulously considered by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development and rejection thereof being motivated prior to the final and voting mandate being conferred by the House. The negotiating mandate is attached herein as Annexure A of the report, signed by the Chairperson of Agriculture and Rural Development Portfolio Committee. Thanks, Chair. That is the negotiating mandate from the province.
Thank you very much. It means all the amendments were not in favor. Let's proceed.
Eastern Cape.
To go to another province, Eastern Cape, does Eastern Cape have an amendment?
There are few amendments under Eastern Cape. But on that aspect, Honourable Chair, I will allow the Secretary to go ahead in terms of reading the mandate of the Eastern Cape so that everybody can listen to the mandate.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oscar, would you like me to continue? The Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature forwarded the negotiating mandate to the committee on the 29th of August 2022, addressed to the chairperson of the Select Committee on Land Reform, Environment, Mineral Resources and Energy. Bill focused on is the Sectional Titles Amendment Bill, B31B of 2020. The date of deliberation was 29 August 2022. The vote of the legislature is captured as follows. The province votes in favour of the bill with no proposed amendments and therefore mandates the permanent delegate to the NCOP to negotiate in favour of the bill. General comments made. The report of the Portfolio Committee attached year 2 highlights other issues raised by stakeholders relating to the bill before the Portfolio Committee and are matters that ought to be given serious consideration by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. Signed by the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Agrarian Reform on the 29th of August 2022. Thanks, Chair. That is the mandate, negotiating mandate from the Eastern Cape Province.
So it means the Eastern Cape support with no amendments.
Yes,
thank you very much. After?
Corpus will read the Free State one, Chief.
So are we, so it means we agree, all of us, with this one because there's no amendment, isn't it?
No, Chair, the voice of the province was that they agree with the amended bills, so there's nothing to vote on.
Thank you very much. Free State.
The Free State Legislature forwarded the following negotiating mandate to the Chairperson of the Select Committee on Land Reform, Environment, Mineral Resources and Energy. Name of the bill, sectional titles, Amendment Bill, B31B2020. The date of deliberation was the 30th of August 2022. The vote of the Legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural Economic Development, Small Business, Sports, Arts and Culture, as designated by the Free State Legislature, votes in favour of the bill, signed by the Chairperson on the 30th of August 2022.
No, I mean, man.
Chairperson?
Yes.
I don't know if you want to do this. The Eastern Cape, there was no amendments. Free State, there was no amendments. Would you feel comfortable having a proposal and a second just to say that you've accepted the mandate? Would that make you comfortable?
You know, can we do this, Aska? All the provinces that they don't have amendment, can you read them and then we join them and say second and we propose and second it?
No problem. We can do that, Chair. So the next province that has no amendments would be Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga. Read it.
Chair, I'm just trying to get this taskbar out of my way so that I can actually see which one is Mpumalanga.
Oscar, do we have it in
Chair,
front of you?
Whoever has it.
Here we go. My apologies, Chair, but the taskbar for the chat and the button for Mpumalanga was exactly overlapping. I just had to get it out of the way. The negotiating mandate received from Office of the Chairperson, Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs from Mpumalanga Province reads as follows. Addressed to the Chairperson, Select Committee on Land Reform, Environment, Mineral Resources and Energy, pertaining to the sectional titles Amendment Bill B31B of 2020, date of deliberation 25 August 2022. The vote of the Legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, between brackets the committee, after considering the sectional titles Amendment Bill, confers on the permanent delegate representing the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature in the NCOP the mandate to negotiate in favour of the bill. Thank you, Chair. That's the mandate.
Thank you. The other province?
Northern Cape.
Northern Cape. Can you read it?
apologies, I just disappeared there. The negotiating mandate received from the Northern Cape Provincial Legislature, addressed to the chairperson of the committee, focusing on the sectional titles, Amendment Bill B31B 2020. Date of deliberation was the 25th of August 2022. The vote of the legislature is captured as the legislature votes in favour of the bill and signed by the chairperson on the 25th of August 2022.
Thank you very much.
Western Cape is the last one, chairperson, that no amendments.
Western Cape, can you, Ma'am Labuskagni, do you want us to read it or you'll read it?
I can read, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Negotiating mandate received by the Western Cape Provincial Parliament. The mandate addressed to the chairperson of the committee on the sectional titles Amendment Bill B31B of 2020. Date of deliberation, 5 August 2022. The vote of the legislature is as follows. The Standing Committee on Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, having considered the subject of the Sectional Titles Amendment Bill B31B of 2020 in the NCOP, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 217, confers on the Western Cape's delegation in the NCOP the authority to support the amendment bill. Signed by the chairperson.
Thank you very much. Now we've got Eastern Cape.
Chair, proposing second for all the mandates that had no amendments. Can we have a proposal and a seconder, please?
I'm reading them.
Okay.
Eastern Cape, Free State, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Western Cape. They are five provinces without amendment and they support. So I'll request the...
Chairperson, I propose.
Okay. Any seconder?
When you second?
Honorable Nguyenya, second. Thank you very much. Now let's go to the provinces that have the amendment. The remaining one.
Okay.
Let's go to Gauteng.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. Negotiation mandate. To chairperson of the Select Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Honorable T.C. Modise, name of bill section, title amendment bill, number of bill, B31B 2020, date of deliberation, 29 August 2020, vote of the legislature. The Gauteng Provisional Legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill with the following proposal amendments. Propose amendments, Chair. I'll ask the secretary to read it for me because the number here is so small that I don't want it to waste time.
Thank you very much.
The secretary assist me to read the proposal amendment bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mama. Kuba, can you read the amendment bill for Gauteng?
Yes, Chair, I can read the proposals. Proposed amendments, clause 1A, lines 13 to 15, definition of exclusive use area. Delete the words in brackets, all by the occupant or occupants thereof recognized by law as contemplated in this act, close brackets, in line 13 to 15, and substitute with the following words, or by any person, dash, S persons, designated by the owner. Exclusive use area means a part or parts of the common property for the exclusive use by the owner or owners of one or more sections, in brackets, or by the occupant or occupants thereof recognized by law as contemplated in this Act, close brackets, or by any person or persons designated by the owner. Alternatively, the current wording of the definition in the Principal Act should remain as is. That is the end of the proposed amendment, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kovac. Department?
Thank you, Chair. We do not have a problem. It appears there's a problem with the words "all the occupant" or "occupants thereof," because there was another proposal, I think by another province, Limpopo, that also had a problem with the words "occupant" or "occupants." However, we would like the words "as recognized by law" to remain, because it may be that a person is deceased and the property vests in the executor of the estate, or where a person is insolvent, it will vest in the trustee of the insolvent estate. So we don't have an objection if the definition is amended to read as follows: an exclusive use area means a part or part of the common property for the exclusive use by the owner or owner of one or more sections, or by any person thereof recognized by law, or of any person recognized by law. So we don't mind dropping the word occupant or occupant and replacing it with person or persons, but we would like the words as recognized by law to remain. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Ms. Williams? Do we have anything to add? Ms. Williams?
Thank you, Chair. I don't have anything to add other than to agree because, for example, especially in the case of a deceased estate, the executor or the person with letters of authority or the person in charge would not necessarily be a person designated by the owner. When any other legal process that may be applicable to the property as well, to then authorize the law, it will enable the law to take its course in respect of that. So I think person designated by the owner may be very limiting or restricted in respect of other legal processes. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Legal advisor from Parliament.
Thank you, Chairperson. The proposal is acceptable, but however, I just want members to note that Limpopo also made a proposal on this particular clause, and I think their wording is a bit broader. It says the person is lawfully occupying the relevant section in the scheme. So I think that would be a bit more suitable than this wording, because we still have the lawful part in that the wording proposed by the local problem. So this wording is acceptable, but I would advise that they consider the local wording, which is a bit more broader.
Thank you. Okay.
Chairperson K, voting Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State, not on the platform. Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga, not on the platform. Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest.
Northwest support.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Chairperson, that concludes the voting. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses, which the amendment does not go through, Chairperson. The next one would be Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, Limpopo.
Oh, Gauteng has only one amendment.
That's correct, Chair.
Okay, let's go to Limpopo. Ma'am Robert, do you want to read it or do you want the secretary to read it for you?
May the secretary read the proposed amendment bill for Limpopo, please.
Okay, thank you. Gobas?
Yeah, the negotiating mandate received from the Limpopo legislature addressed to chairperson on the section of titles amendment bill 2020, Bill B31B 2020. The bill was deliberated on Monday, the 15th of August 2022, and stakeholders were invited from all 5 districts of Limpopo province. The vote of the Limpopo legislature is that the Limpopo Provincial Legislature votes in favour of the bill and mandates the province permanent delegate to the NCOP to negotiate in full favour of the bill, although the proposed amendments are also contained in the negotiating mandate. The Portfolio Committee on COGHSDR, don't know the acronym, having been briefed by the NCOP permanent delegate, made the following suggested amendments. Clause 1 seeks to amend Section 1 of the Act. The current wording of the definition of exclusive use area makes reference to the exclusive use by only the owner or owners of one or more sections. The definition can also be interpreted in a manner which may exclude any person other than the owner from using the exclusive use area, such as a lessee, usufructuary, or even the owner's spouse or other member of the owner's household. The proposed amendment in Clause 1A of the bill aims to clarify the position. The phrase, or by the occupant or occupants thereof, recognized by law as contemplated in this Act, seems to be confusing and convoluted. We suggest the wording be changed to read, the persons lawfully occupying the relevant section in the scheme. That is the end of the first proposal, Chair.
Thank you. Department?
Thank you, Chair. It's basically the same as the previous one, a proposal to drop the words occupant or occupants and change it with persons, and where we wanted to keep the words persons recognized by law, they are making a proposal for persons lawfully occupying the relevant section. So it's basically the same meaning, recognized by law or lawfully occupying it. So we don't have an objection to this. And they also propose for those words as contemplated in the Act that is currently in the definition to be deleted. And yes, we don't have an objection with this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, because already the state law and the legal advisor had spoken about it. Can you go straight to voting?
Yes, okay.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State. Not on the Gauteng.
Gauteng.
Gauteng, abstain.
KZN. not on the platform. Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga, not on the platform. Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest.
Northwest, support.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Chairperson, we've got 1, 2, 3 yeses, so does not go through.
Thank you.
Quovis clause 6.
Clause 6.6 to amend section 17 of the Act, which deals with the alienation and letting of the common property. In terms of section 17.4b, the registrar shall not register a lease over land which forms part of the common property unless such lease is made subject to all the rights of the owner of the section. Section 17 does not provide for the lease to be subjected to the rights of holders of real rights in terms of sections 25 and 27. The amendment of section 17.4b as proposed in clause 6a of the bill seeks to give effect to this. Section 17.4b provides for the alienation of a portion of the common property on which an exclusive use area or part thereof is registered. However, the registration of the transfer of the common property can only be effected after cancellation of the exclusive use area and property that is to be transferred. Part of an exclusive use area B, A and B as contained in clause 6B of in 4C as contained in clause 6C of the bill is consequential to the amendment of section 17.4B. Suggested amendment of 6A. This section should, in our view, read: where pursuant to subsection 1, it is sought to register a lease of land which forms part of the common property. We do not agree to the inclusion of the word let, which could be an oral lease or an underhand lease. This would require an additional amendment to the bill. Chair, I don't know if you want me to stop because there is more than one suggestion in this approach or this amendment proposal by the province. The first one talked to section 6A, but then the next section will talk to 6C. I'm not sure. Let's if...
Continue with section C.
Suggested amendment of 6C. The last part of this subsection requires the written consent of the holder thereof to the cancellation of the real right or a part thereof. As such, a cancellation has to be done by bilateral notarial deed. It is not clear why the written consent of the holder is required. The subsection should simply require cancellation by bilateral notarial deed. And then in brackets, we note that the same wording already appears under section 17.4b(a), which likewise does not appear to make sense. That is the end of the second proposed amendment, Chair.
Thank you, Department.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if I all understand all these amendments or proposals. They're contained in clause 5 of the bill, not in clause 6 of the bill. Now, the first one where it makes a proposal for the word let land to be, the word let to be removed and to rather use the word register a lease. Now, this is a new proposal, as they also say there, this will require an additional amendment to the bill, because we are not amending that word let. We're basically just adding onto that section to provide for the rights of holders of real rights to also be lodged when the body corporate wants to register a lease over a portion of the common property for those rights of holders of rights of extension to be lodged. So the word let, section 17, 4B has always read where pursuant to subsection 1 it is sought to let land, always read like this. So this is a new proposal and we are of the opinion that it should rather be referred back to the board, the Sectional Titles Regulation Board for discussion. Thank you. Oh, and if I can just go to the next one. It relates to the clause 5C, not clause 6. Now, clause 5C provides for the alienation of a portion of land on which a real right of extension in terms of section 25 and may be registered. And that section is now being amended to provide that the registrar shall not register that transfer unless the registration of such real right has been cancelled with the written consent of the holder thereof. So the amendment deals with the lodgement of certain consents that needs to be lodged and not as such the manner in which the real right must be cancelled, but more for the consents that must be lodged. I don't know if there's any of my colleagues that understand the amendments proposed by Limpopo differently and if they want to come in. But to my mind, these are proposals, new proposals, and it may be referred to the board for further discussion. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. State Law Advisor, Ms. Williams.
Thank you, Chair. I have nothing to add to this. I think these proposed amendments are very technical in nature relating to sectional titles itself. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Legal advisor?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you. I agree with the advice given by the department. The existing wording has been, with regard to net, has been in the Act for since it was drafted, and I don't think there's been an issue with the second amendment, which are also in agreement with her.
Thank you very much. Aska?
Let's vote. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Houghton
support.
Limpopo.
Arna will support.
Northwest, I mean Mpumalanga, not on the platform Northern Cape, not on the platform Northwest.
Abstain.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Chairperson, there are three yeses not accepted. The final mandate would be that of Northwest Province, Chairperson.
Okay. I saw Honorable Chairperson from Northwest, Malum Kopan. Do you want to read the or you read it? Honorable Nkopani? She's not on the platform.
No.
Can you read it, Govas?
Yes, Chair. The Northwest Provincial Legislature negotiating mandate addressed to the Chairperson of the Committee on the Sectional Titles Amendment Bill, B31B of 2020. The vote of the legislature is the Northwest Provincial Legislature votes in favour of the Sectional Titles Amendment Bill B31B of 2020 with proposed amendments signed by the Chairperson of the Committee on the 29th of August 2022. The following proposed amendments are listed. The first proposed amendment. The bill is silent with regards to residential units that are regulated by municipalities. It's therefore proposed that there should be a clause that accommodates residential units / properties belonging to local government municipalities, especially when it comes to the maintenance of those properties. This gives rise due to the fact that there is no proper management of those properties and tenants are prejudiced mainly because of a lack of knowledge of their individual rights as compared to registered real rights holders. That is the first proposed amendment, Chair.
Chairperson.
Oh, I thought I'm talking. Oh, yes, the department, can you?
I can respond, Chair. I think the department has previously pointed out that the Sectional Titles Act deals with registration matters, registration by the Registrar of Deeds and surveying matters, the approval of sectional plans by the Office of the Surveyor General. Now, these amendments relate to maintenance issues, the maintenance of sectional title schemes that are belong to municipalities. And they also say that there is no proper management. So it's clear that these matters relate to maintenance and management of sectional title schemes. Now, these matters are dealt with in terms of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act. That's Act 8 of 2011, being administered by the Department of Human Settlements. And there is a section in the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act that provides for the establishment of a council. Like the Sectional Titles Regulation Board, they have a council that make regulations and make recommendations to the minister. So it's proposed that this proposal be referred to that council that is established in terms of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act, because the Sectional Titles Act does not deal with maintenance and managerial issues, but only with registration and surveying issues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Williams, do you want to add anything?
Thank you, Chair. Just with regard to the concern raised with regard to the point 3, I just want to add that there is the Electronic Deeds Registration Systems Act, which aims to provide for the electronic deeds registration regarding that. So I think the province may want to consider that, because I think the department can also maybe just shed some light on that piece of legislation which was recently passed regarding the electronic registration of deeds to assist in the process with regards to the registration of deeds. I think maybe Anthony can come in there with regard to that.
I can, but I don't think we're already at, I think we're now dealing with 1 and 2, but if we are dealing with 3 as well, there is the Electronic Deeds Registration Systems Act, Act 19 of 2019. Section 2 of that Act came into operation and provides for the Chief Registrar of Deeds to attend to the development and maintenance and establishment of that electronic system. And that will then provide for conveyances, etc., to lodge from anywhere in the country, etc. But what did I want to say? Let me just get to that slide. the proposal to increase the deeds officers, this is a matter that is dealt with in Section 1 of the Deeds Registries Act. Section 1 of the Deeds Registries Act empowers the minister to establish the new deeds registries, etc. So this is a matter that is being dealt with in the Deeds Registries Act and not in the Sectional Titles Act. But as correctly stated, there is the electronic deeds registration system, and that will also assist with regard to point 3 that is raised by the Northwest Province. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Legal advisor from Parliament, do you want to add anything?
Thank you, Chair. I agree with the first proposal. It does not deal with matters that fall within the Sectional Titles Act. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Askam?
Thank you, Chair. On Northwest's first proposed amendment, Eastern Cape, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape is not supporting.
Gauteng.
Abstain. Gauteng abstain.
Limpopo.
Mam Robin.
Limpopo abstain. Oi, Varadna.
Mpumalanga, not on the platform. Northern Cape, not on the platform. KZN, not on the platform. Northwest.
We support our amendment.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Chairperson, you are the only one supporting the amendment, is not supported. Number two.
Proposed Amendment Number 2, the Amendment of Section 21 of Act 95 of 1986. Despite the insertion of Subsection 1A into the Bill, it is further proposed that the Bill should provide for the protection of individual rights as far as joint ownership in common property is concerned, where sectional title deeds exist. That is the end of Proposal 2.
Department?
Thank you, Chair. This is also now a new proposal that may be referred to the Sectional Titles Regulation Board. However, as pointed out, the Act deals with registration and levying matters. And furthermore, Section 21 deals with consolidation and subdivision of sections and the approval of plans by the Surveyor General. So I don't know if such an amendment must be catered for in Section 21 of the Act. However, this is a new proposal and it must be referred to the Section of Titles Regulation Board for discussion.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ms. William?
I've got nothing further to add. Thanks, Chair.
Legal advisor from Parliament.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we have a policy issue for the department to provide.
Thank you. Aska?
Chairperson, the voting on the Second Amendment. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State, nobody on the platform. Gauteng.
Gauteng. Abstain.
KZN, not on the platform. Limpopo.
Mam Romela.
Limpopo abstain. Limpopo abstain.
Okay. Mpumalanga, not on the platform. Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest.
Support our amendment.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Ch- Chairperson, you're the only yes, so it is not true. Do not go through.
It's only two provinces, Eastern Cape and Northwest.
My apologies again, Chair, it's been a long day. Yes, my apologies. Eastern Cape and Northwest. I've written it, I didn't read it. My apologies. Progress number three.
The final proposed amendment, proposal that clause 15 must also include increasing deeds registry offices in provinces currently. There's only one deeds registry office in the Northwest, and that creates backlog as far as issuing of title deeds is concerned.
Department?
Thank you, Chair. I think this is the matter that Suraya referred to, the Electronic Deeds Registration Systems Act, and which I suggest that act will provide for electronic lodgement of deeds when that act come into operation, and it will then see to the backlog of deeds. And then also, as mentioned, the establishment of deeds registries is dealt with in Section 1 of the Deeds Registries Act, where the Minister is empowered to establish or disestablish deeds registries. So this matter is not voted for in the Sectional Titles Act, but is being dealt with in the Deeds Registries Act. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Williams?
Thank you, Chair. That matter was dealt with earlier, and I have nothing further to add. Thanks.
Thank you. Legal advisor from Parliament.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have anything to add to what my colleagues.
Thank you. Afka.
Chairperson, voting on amendment number 3. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape upstay.
Free State, not on the platform. Gauteng.
Mamukwenyam.
Gauteng, abstain.
KZN, not on the platform. Limpopo.
Limpopo,
I apologize, I couldn't hear you, ma'am.
Limpopo abstain.
Thank you. Thank you. Mpumalanga, not on the platform. Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape.
Abstain.
Chairperson, yes, this time you are the only yes, so it does not go through, Chairperson. And that is the final amendment on the Northwest mandate. Let me just go through my notes to check if we haven't missed anything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 8, 9. Chairperson, we have done all the mandates of all the provinces. Only outstanding matter is the minutes, and then we are done.
Can we refer the minutes to the next meeting?
It's entirely your decision, Chairperson. But I would suggest that we just take 2 minutes and adopt it so that it doesn't pile up, Chair. Because most members that are on the platform were in the last meeting.
They were in?
Mr. De Bruyn was there, Mr. Arnold was there, Mamgwenya was there, you were there, so I just need a proposal and a second. You could also be part of the proposal or second the chairperson.
Okay, after honorable members, I put the previous minutes of our committee. In front of you for adoption? Members?
I will move for adoption.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. De Bruyne, only Mam Gwenya can vote, and yourself can vote, Chairperson. Remember, you are representing the province, so you have the voting rights.
But Afka, you said, through you, Chairperson, Afka, you said, Honorable Arnold was present at the meeting. Is he?
I am saying, I'm referring to who was. You see, only people that are present in the meeting can vote, as long as they have the voting power of the province. There's quorum and there's voting quorum. So from what?
A minute.
I wish Afka, you allowed me to finish talking.
Okay. Honorable Nana?
The point I was making, Chairperson, Afka said people that were present in the last meeting, the meeting which is the subject of discussion, whose minutes are a subject of approval. Well, Mama Gwenya, yourself, Honorable Arnold, Honorable De Bruyne, I just forgot the name. He then says those are the people that are supposed to be voting for the adoption of this. Now, Honorable De Bruyne has moved for the adoption. Honorable Arnold is seconding, and yet Afka says, no, it has to be either Mwenya or yourself who can second.
Okay. If I take members back to the last meeting at Mr. Smith Ray's, where he separated quorum from voting. In the Western Cape, Mrs. Cathy Lamiskaghi has the vote, not Mr. Arnold's. In Limpopo, Ms. Mamrubela has the vote, not Mr. Smith. In Free State, Mr. De Bruyne does not have the vote, Mr. Ntsube has the vote. Eastern Cape, Mr. Nkiva has the vote. Because there are multiple members per province, it is the main member from that province. So on the minutes that are currently before us, Mam Gwenya, she's present in the meeting. Ms. Mudise is present, she's in the meeting. Those are the two voting members from their province. The other people... On the minutes we have Mr. Nkiva, Mr. Nsube, Mam Gwenya, Mam Bibi, Ms. Mudise. Then we have Mr. Smith. Ms. Mamrubela is not there. Mr. Smith cannot vote. Now from Northern Cape we have Ms. Mukause and Mr. Arnold. Ms. Mukause has the vote, not Mr. Arnold. In Free State we have Mr. De Bruyne. But Mr. Ntsube is the vote. Unfortunately, only the voting member from each province, this, remember, was discussed in the meeting where Mr. Smith raised the matter.
Can I give me my mom Lavoskakne?
Yep. She apologized. There was an apology for her on that meeting.
Yes, Chairperson, I have not been in that meeting. I don't know what has been discussed in that meeting. I now heard from a quorum that says that we can continue the meeting. That's 50 plus 1 members, and then a vote. Now, my question is, if only the voting members, the vote-carrying members can vote on a bill. That I totally agree with. If we say that only the voting-carrying members can pass the minutes, then the people with no votes can't propose the minutes or second it either, because it doesn't make sense. How can you propose and second a minute for approval if you don't have a voting right? I am not so sure that we are going in the right direction here, but this is my input. If you don't have a voting right, then you can't propose. Because what do you propose? You propose that the minutes are in order. You can't make that proposal if you don't have a voting right.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Your point has noted. Honorable members, I referred this meeting, the minute to the next meeting. The minute to the next meeting. Because I can see Aska and members, we had a long day and we still have to join another meeting. You are tired. Let me take this opportunity to thank the department, the legal advisor, the law advisor, for answering all the questions that was raised by the prophet, and you members I can see another hand. Do you want to say something, Honorable Tabuskafni? Honorable.
Sorry, Chair, that's an old hand.
Okay. Thank you very much we will call you when we deal with the final mandate from the Prophet Department and the state law advisor, the legal advisor from the Parliament. Thank you very much for being in this meeting and providing us with answers. DG, before I can release you, do you want to say something? DG from department.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. We submit from the department side, and thanks for all the deliberations. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much. Members, thank you very much. This meeting is officially adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
Yes, sir. Thank you.